If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Newton Media Group, a family of creative services, presents the Voice Over Work podcast, an eclectic collection of insights, knowledge, and trivia from some of the newest audiobooks on the market. This is Russell Newton. I'll be your host for the podcast, and thank you for listening. Hope things are going well for you today. Today we have another installment from the book, The Art of Everyday Assertiveness. Speak up, set boundaries, say no, take back control, get what you want. Written by Patrick King, narrated by Russell Newton. Megan's birthday was last Friday. Her husband Tim asked her what she wanted to do, but she was non-committal and said anything would be fine. Secretly, however, Megan started imagining what the evening might entail. A drive downtown, a walk through a few quaint little shops, a quiet dinner with wine and a special delivery of flowers right to the table, intriguing conversation, and tender kisses under the stars. A perfect night. She figured her husband should know her well enough to make some semblance of this a reality. Tim, who was determined to make the night special, tried to remember some of the things he had heard Megan mention over the last few weeks. After careful planning, he was sure she would love his idea. So why was Megan so upset when Tim announced they were taking the kids to the circus, then trying out the new bowling alley and pizza parlor down near the university to celebrate? Megan wanted a quiet, romantic, kid-free birthday celebration. Tim wanted to show her he had paid attention when she mentioned the circus was in town, and that she had heard the new bowling alley had her favorite, Chicago-style pizza. Megan was trying not to seem demanding. Tim was trying to guess what she wanted. Unfortunately, he was wrong, and both parties ended up unhappy and annoyed. Could this situation have been improved with assertiveness? It seems so simple and even easy, but this is probably not an unfamiliar situation. One of the biggest reasons people fail to get what they want is by failing to ask for what they want. For all the reasons we've covered in this book and more, we just hate asking. But despite what people say, including your mother, nobody else can put you first like you will. Things won't magically get better on their own if you just wait a bit longer, and you can't depend on people to recognize what they've done wrong. These things all fall on you and your pending powers of assertiveness. Actions follow thoughts, so we need to imbue you with a mindset for assertiveness before talking about the concrete steps and phrases you can use on people. You're entirely responsible for your own happiness and destiny. This might be daunting for some who let others affect their choices, satisfaction, and even whether or not today will be a good day, but it actually puts you in a position of strength. If you put the hard work in and strategically plan the life you want, it's in your hands to achieve it. Assertiveness is the only way to guarantee that someone in the world has your best interests at heart. The main step in this process is to prioritize yourself. It's instilled in people from a young age that putting others first makes you a good person. Altruism, the principle of being charitable and selfless, has been proven to benefit physical and mental well-being. You may have heard of people with depression being encouraged to volunteer and help others in need to lessen their focus on their own pain. However, any potential benefits to altruism are lost when you prioritize other people's needs before your own. You end up ignoring your own needs and making sacrifices and decisions that hold you back. This not only hurts you, but negatively impacts the people you think you're helping. Funnily enough, prioritizing yourself lets you help other people better. It's like the pre-flight information on an airplane implores you to first put on your oxygen mask before helping anyone else. Altruism is a balanced lifestyle where prioritizing yourself is a good thing. But when your life is entirely devoted to looking after others, it stops you from being assertive. It isn't balanced or healthy to believe that your primary role in life is to serve others. Sometimes it's necessary to cast altruism aside and stop putting others first and focus more generally on prioritizing yourself, your desires, and your needs. Once again, that selection from the book, The Art of Everyday Assertiveness. Speak up, set boundaries, say no, take back control, get what you want. Written by Patrick King, narrated by Russell Newton. Please make sure to visit Amazon.com for more information on this book and the author. Show notes and further information can be found at RussellEricNewton.com. With an eclectic collection of insights, knowledge, and trivia from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Over Work podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.